and women being set on fire.
This is President Barack Obama.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please. Oh, honey, please don't.
What's up, Shay?
Nothing. What's up with you, Timmy?
Oh, you know, welcome to Atomicast, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm Tim.
I'm Shay.
And we're broadcasting live, as per usual, on Rocket Comedy Radio. And if you want to chat with us while we're broadcasting, which you should want to do that.
Duh.
Go to Rocket Comedy Show. Look for the link that says, like, live chat or something like that.
Yeah, just so look for chat.
It should be obvious.
It should be.
Go there. We're in the chat room.
And chat with us.
Yeah.
Because we're awesome.
If you want to reach out to us otherwise, Shay, how would they do that?
They can email us at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819-3867.
Dump.
Social media stuff, atomicast.com. There's a new iPhone app.
There is, and they should download it.
It's not that new anymore, but it's an iPhone. You can get the iPhone app.
New enough.
Yeah.
New enough, we can still call it new.
How was your week, Shay?
My week has been busy as fuck.
Yeah. Me too. No, it hasn't.
I know. My week actually has been. Not just work stuff. I mean, I've been kind of busy there. I went to Hotlanta.
Yeah, you were out of town.
This
getting
weekend.
Out of this cold, snowy weather.
I know. It was, the high was like 50, 55 there, but the wind chill was still 36.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it really wasn't warm, and I didn't take
that's
a...
That's weird. I mean, they call it Hotlanta. I just figured that's like Florida or something that never really gets cold.
Everybody down there was bitching about how freezing it was.
It was 36?
And I mean, I took a light jacket down there, and I wasn't warm.
Right.
You know, but I wasn't freezing. I was comfortable.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, they were bitches. So it wasn't great weather, and it was kind of rainy and whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I went down there and hung out with a bunch of old people.
Nice. That's always fun.
Got to hang out with my racist great uncle.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Easy there.
Sorry.
Sasquatch.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude, it's funny. I mean, I've met the guy a few times throughout my life.
Yeah.
He's 90.
Yeah.
And I don't talk to 90-year-old people.
Right.
Like, ever. And they just grew up in such a different time. Like, they were, you know, he was born 50 years after slavery was abolished.
Yeah. That's
60
weird.
Years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that long after. So, I mean, they were still. So, I mean, we'd be sitting there and we were watching the Oscars on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one of the hosts of the pre-show was black. And she was talking about, you know, eating food, and he was like, oh, I wonder what the white people are gonna eat.
Was he kidding?
No, he was dead serious, and he was like, yeah, he was like, I'm not gonna say it because I feel bad saying it.
Say
actually
it. Say it.
Well, I'm not gonna
say it.
He was like, yeah, them niggers is eating fried chicken.
I'm gonna cut that out of the I'm gonna make a racist song for you, Shay.
Okay.
I'm just gonna repeat that line right. That you just said over and over again.
Well,
incessantly
felt... And then we went out to dinner the next night, and there was a black family sitting next to us, like there was a divide, and then they're sitting on the other side.
Right.
And he said something, he said that again, not about the food, but just that word.
Right.
Like loud enough that people could hear. And his wife was like, you can't say that. I was like, yeah. And I'm just kind of sitting, and like, okay, so, I mean, we'll joke about being racist, but
right.
I mean, we're not really truly racist, and when somebody just is,
yeah,
like it's really uncomfortable.
It is. I know. I've been around people like that. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's not a yeah, just it made me feel weird.
I know,
because I mean, you know, we'll joke and we've said that word plenty of times,
right?
But like, it's just in jest, really. And when somebody's just like saying it in such a hateful way, it's like, oh my god,
it's the same thing. Like, because I call you faggot, too much, really. I've been really trying to cut that down because I get that that's. It's not that different than nigger, really, when you really break it down. And it's not a word that you should say. But, like, there's a difference between calling somebody like, hey, stop being such a faggot.
Yeah.
Versus, like, I'm going to kill you, you fucking faggot.
Yeah.
Like, it's a different feeling. It's a different inflection. It's a different, like,
yeah,
it's a different feeling that it takes out of you. You know, it's like a hateful.
Exactly. One way is hateful, and one way is just kind of like, that's what you call your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've been around those types of people too.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant.
Yeah. Just weird. Mm-hmm. You know, because his daughter is 67.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, his
That's
so
weird.
I mean, and his so his daughter was around before civil rights and all this
right.
shit. You know, and even her, she was like, oh, God, I hate that word. It just makes my jaw clench when he says it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just...
He's living in the wrong part of the country, if that's his...
No, he's living in the right part of the country. Well, not Atlanta,
yeah,
but the South.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah, well, my week has been a lot easier, not nearly as busy. I have not really done anything special at all. I'm transitioning teams at work, so I'm sort of in this just fucking amazing down period. I've just been having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, because I've been really busy the last couple of weeks, of, like, trying to wrap up all my old shit and my old... on my old team, and so now I've sort of wrapped all that up, and now I just get to sort of
chillax. Here's been your past month.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna slack so fucking hard tomorrow. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just gonna slack. No, you're gonna get work. Yeah. No, I'm slacking. Hey, you got work to do today? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know. These fucking tickets assigned to me.
I know.
No slacking in the past month,
dude. It's been more than that, probably. That I've really just I've been working my ass off getting all this shit done. But now, this week, been real slow. It's been awesome.
It's your reward.
Yeah, it is.
It's a free paycheck.
Yeah.
In essence.
Sort of. I mean, I have to still be tethered to my computer. That part's not fun, but I still could just watch TV.
Yeah. Well, you know
it's
what?
It's a good life. It's a good life.
When every week is a slack week, no weeks are slack weeks.
That's a good quote, Jay.
Yes.
I should frame that. Print that out and frame it.
I'll do it for you.
Don't do it.
I'll draw it for you.
No.
I'm an amazing artist.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You sure are. So what did we decide we're doing first here, Shay? You had a schedule and I've totally forgotten it.
God damn it, Tim.
I know. I'm the worst. Oh, we need to talk about the fat thing, too. Remind me of that.
The fat thing?
Me and Wolford.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. What you drinking?
Maker's Mark again.
Again.
Yep. It's low calorie. It's lowish calorie and I'm just... I'm just in the mood for something like that. And I've been trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
Whatever. No, it's delicious. And
yeah. It is good.
Same reasons as every other week I've had Maker's Mark.
All weekend, all I was drinking was fucking Maker's. Like, I got there and they handed me a nice, you know, 2-inch full.
That's a big pour. Yeah.
A big pour of Maker's. And I was like, I don't even really want to drink, but they handed me this.
Yeah.
So now I had to drink the whole fucking thing.
Had to. You had to. No choice.
It's rude if you don't, Tim. Manners.
That's okay.
Manners.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I'm drinking Diet Pepsi because I've decided I'm not going to drink for a while. And even if I hadn't...
It's too late to drink Diet Pepsi. That's a bad call for you. Now you're going to sleep like shit.
No, the caffeine doesn't really... And Diet Pepsi doesn't do it. If I had coffee, that might fuck me up. But Diet Pepsi caffeine is fine.
Hmm.
But the weather is so shitty out. Even if I wanted to drink tonight, I shouldn't.
That's true, yeah. Driving home in this, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's coming down out there.
A little bit. They're getting... So we have a winter weather advisory here.
Yeah.
And in Richmond, they're getting like 3 inches of snow.
Oh, holy shit.
Winter storm warning.
Close everything down.
Yeah, my friend Brett said that they... everybody's just freaking out.
Of course,
You know, all the grocery stores are completely empty now. And
it's even worse in those states that don't really ever get snow, but I feel like even Illinois is like that, the first snow of the year.
Yeah,
people just, you know, it's an inch on the ground and they're going 4 miles an hour down the interstate. It's like, fucking, come on.
Yeah.
After a few more of these snows, you're just going to be plowing through this like it's nothing. Let's go 40.
Yeah.
You know, but.
I mean, yeah, if you lived here for your whole life, you should know how to drive in it.
Yeah.
And when it's safe to drive faster and when it's not.
It's just the first snow of the season. Yeah. I feel like after that, people are relatively reasonable. Yeah. But the first snow, people are just fucking out of their minds.
They just forget.
They're relearning it, I guess.
In the 6 months that it hasn't snowed here, they forgot how.
Exactly. Exactly. we need to go over the fat results. Me and Wolford from Drunken Zombie are having our little weight loss competition.
Want to just do that now?
Why not?
Sure, do it now.
Yeah. We both lost 1.9% this week.
That's great.
I don't have the notes as to how many pounds we both lost.
Well, that doesn't matter. You're going for percentage.
We are
no
neck
matter
and
what.
Neck, dude. Neck and neck.
You better get on it. I swear to God, he's not allowed to come on this show and fucking mock you relentlessly.
We're going to see. We're going to see.
No, I'm not going to let that happen.
We're going to see.
I will be Tony Horton, and lunch will be canceled.
What are you talking about?
From the movie Heavyweights, dude.
Oh, what's Heavyweights?
It's that Ben Stiller picture I sent you earlier.
Yeah, it made sense of the picture. I've never seen the movie.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, that's a movie. So. Yeah, it's like a... Because you said something about fat camp.
Yeah.
And it's a movie about these kids going to fat camp, and Ben Stiller plays this psychotic instructor.
Sounds familiar. I've never seen the movie, though.
It was really fucking funny when I was 12.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's that old, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's from like mid-90s.
Okay. Back when Ben Stiller was famous.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's still famous. He's kind of gone the Jerry Seinfeld route where he's not doing as much, but he's filthy rich, and you know who he is anytime you see his face.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do next?
So I have a quiz for you, Tim.
Okay. Am I going to do better than the last quiz that I did?
I think so.
Okay.
These are fun.
All right.
So this is movies.
Okay.
These are movie insults.
Okay. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. So I believe I have 14
insults.
Oh my
gosh. That's a lot of insults. Okay.
Yeah. They're all pretty quick though.
Yeah.
So you just have to name the movie that it's from. But name the movie that it's from, and then we'll kind of figure it out from there.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with one that I think you're absolutely going to get.
Start me with a softball. That's good.
I'm going to start you with the softball.
Okay.
Hey, laser lips. Your mama was a snowblower.
This is an easy one?
You're a nerd. You should get it. I know you've seen the movie.
You know I have? Do it again. One more time.
Hey, laser lips. Your mama was a snowblower.
I have no idea.
And that's to say, if I were taking the quiz, I wouldn't get it either. Just because.
I mean, I'm guessing it's a kid's movie.
I saw when I was a kid.
I'm guessing it's like robots and, you know, they sort
expand
of based on robots because mother's a snowblower thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have to be like little robots or something.
Okay.
Your mother was a snowblower. I have no idea. Tell me.
You're on the right track.
Yeah, just tell me.
Short Circuit.
Oh, motherfucker. I used to love that movie, too.
Yeah. So I figured you would have gotten that one.
Yeah.
All right, here's my second softball.
Okay.
Holy hell, son, your mother's useful as a cock-flavored lollipop.
I don't like that these are softballs, and I have no idea. I have no idea what that is.
You don't know that one?
No.
Dodgeball.
Okay.
Have you not seen Dodgeball?
Like once a million years ago.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't like those slapsticky comedies. Those aren't for me.
That's one that I really liked. I thought that one was really good.
Yeah. That's all right. I mean, it was all right.
All right.
I'm just not into those types of movies.
Okay. I think you'll get this one.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless,
Christmas Story.
Fat-ass,
not a Christmas Story. Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is.
I don't have my sounds up to give you the ding or not. But...
Christmas Vacation. Yep. Yeah, that's my favorite part of the movie. That's the reason I knew that one.
Yep. Okay, so you are 1-for-3, Timmy.
That's not very good, but okay.
Let's try this one.
Tell me about it. Like I'm going to put a bullet hole in your fucking forehead and I'm going to fuck the brain hole.
Dude, I have no idea.
Do you know who the actor is that said that?
One more time.
Tell me about it. Like I'm going to put a bullet hole in your fucking forehead and I'm going to fuck the brain hole.
No.
It was Dan Aykroyd that said that.
Okay.
And he's with John Cusack.
John Cusack?
Yeah.
They were in a movie together?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Gross Point Blank.
Oh, I forgot that Dan Aykroyd was in that movie.
Yeah, no.
I like that dude. I like Gross Point Blank.
So you've seen these movies.
It's been a million years since I've seen Gross Point Blank, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, me too. All right. Here's one that's...
I hate your quizzes now. I like them better when I do well.
I know. I thought this one was really fun, though.
I call it bold talk for a one-eyed fat man. Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
One-eyed fat man.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I can't even like begin to guess. I don't know.
True Grit with John Wayne.
Okay.
That one I figured would be harder.
But... Yeah, no.
All right, here's another.
You cock juggling thunder cunt.
I know you love that one. You throw
thunder
that
cunt?
Insult out.
Thunder cunt, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what movie that's from. I didn't know where that reference
you
was.
Cock juggling thunder cunt.
Actually, the reference to that, I don't remember this from the movie. I've only seen it once. The reference from that, I was working in a newspaper, and somebody made a comment and called somebody a raging thunder cunt.
Yeah,
on the
and
newspaper
it stuck
website
with you forever.
It's nice. It's from Blade Trinity.
Okay,
it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, never would have got that.
Maybe you'll get this. Maybe.
Look up idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
A picture of me?
No, the definition of the word idiot, which you fucking are.
I should definitely know this one. Play it again.
Look up idiot in the dictionary. You know what you'll find?
A picture of me?
No! The definition of the word idiot, which you fucking are.
I don't know. I don't know.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I've never even heard of that movie.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I thought that would be one that you would have seen. Maybe this one.
You're okay. This one, real fucking ugly.
So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Ah, no.
Oh. Is it Mike Myers, though?
No, it's not. I don't know who the guy is. It's They Live.
Yeah.
Isn't that a John Carpenter movie?
It is, and it's a good one, but it's, again, it's been just a million years since I've seen it. All I remember from that is Kick-Ass and Chew Bubblegum, that whole thing.
Okay.
This is embarrassing.
You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Maybe you have some more cunt kids.
I don't know. It's an Irish... Is that an Irish guy?
Yeah.
Something from Ireland.
This is becoming less fun because...
I'm just depressed about it. I don't know.
In Bruges. It's got
I would have never gotten that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've never even heard of that.
I don't know. It's got who the guy who played Voldemort.
I don't know who that is.
Ralph Fiennes.
I've never heard of that. Voldemort. What is that?
Harry Potter.
Fucking nerd. God, you're a nerd.
Take a big step back and literally fuck your own face.
One more time.
First, take a big step back. And literally fuck your own face.
I don't know. That sounds like Christian Bale when he went off on that guy.
Oh no, it's Tom Cruise.
Oh, I can only picture Christian Bale.
They're not talking about
oh,
lights.
Oh, good for you.
I know. Wish I had that sound effect.
Yeah, Jesus. Now who's the fuck up? Look at you hitting your mic. Yeah, I'm not, you fucking fuck up.
I'm not used to wearing a hat. That was Tropic Thunder.
No. Okay.
I don't think you're gonna get the rest of these.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm gonna play them anyways.
Okay.
You're a fucking secretary. Fuck you. Yeah, that's my message to you. Fuck you and kiss my ass.
E.T.
Yes.
Ding.
Ding. That was Jack Lemmon. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of the Odd Couple guys, wasn't he?
Yeah. So that was Glengarry Glen Ross was the movie.
Okay.
But yeah, it was Jack Lemmon. I'd never heard him. I heard him from Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah.
You know, not cussing like that.
Right.
Listening? Your mother sucks fucking big. Fucking elephant dicks.
That sounds like John Leguizamo. Is it?
I don't think it's John. You're on the right track, but I don't think it's John Leguizamo.
It's a Mexican? A Latino?
No, it's an Italian.
Oh. Isn't Leguizamo? He was a Mexican guy, I think.
Yeah, he's Mexican.
So how am I on the right track? Dark complected?
Because John...
It doesn't matter. The pest.
Raging Bull.
Okay.
No, you were on the right track because John Leguizamo was in Carlito's Way, which was kind of a gangster movie. That was my logic there.
Well, okay.
All right. We'll do these last two quick.
Okay. You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I have no idea.
There's Cher talking to Jack Nicholson in The Witches of Eastwick.
Oh.
You've seen none of these movies.
Nope.
And the last one.
You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
No.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece.
Book of Eli.
John will be mad at you if you don't get this. It's like his favorite movie.
Oh, Gangs of New York?
Ah.
Was that it?
No.
No Country for Old Men?
No.
I don't know.
Dude, you are right there.
What's the other one that he likes that was like No Country for Old Men?
Yeah, he was just talking about it last night.
I know. I'm drawing a complete blank on it, too.
There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. There Will Be Blood.
So you got 1 for 14.
That's not very good.
That was, you know, it's even more, I feel like it's kind of boring when you just get none of them.
I know, it is.
I thought you would do better on that.
No,
I really did.
Yeah, I'm just not into that scene, man.
Yeah, that's
it's not
fine.
My scene, dude.
That's fine. I thought those would be a little easier for you.
Nope, sorry, dude.
Well, it's okay.
I'm a big disappointment.
It's all right that you're dumb.
So what was the next thing you wanted to do? Let's just move on.
You were just plowing right through.
Just
Jesus
move,
Christ.
Move past my poor performance.
Hey,
what?
Hey.
What? Yeah, what?
Chill out.
I can't, dude. Now I'm all anxious about failing so hard on these fucking quizzes. It sucks. I did better at the recent songs. How is that possible?
I don't know.
How is that a possibility that I did better at recent
Your
songs?
Your brain is just not thinking about movies tonight.
I guess.
You have a new mystery for us.
I do. Yes. Let me get up my... Okay. This is a really creepy one. I should turn this down a little bit. All right, let me get my phone up here. This is going to be a two-handed maneuver, Shay. This is a, you know, this is a...
It's like when I jerk off.
Exactly. Have you heard of April Marie Tinsley, Shay?
I do not believe that I have.
Okay, this is a good one. Keep your one. April 1st, 1988, a little girl named April Tinsley came home from school. She asked her mom if she could go outside and play with friends. Her mom, of course, said, yes, daughter, get the fuck out of here. So she was abducted just a few hours later on that Friday afternoon. She was walking to her friend's house, disappeared, and police promptly investigated, obviously. It's a little 8-year-old girl that went missing, so
yeah.
Police were all over that shit, trying to find her. Massive, massive search. But nothing was ever found, obviously.
Does it say where they're at? Location?
In Indiana. Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
So her body was found 3 days later at the bottom of a ditch along a rural DeKalb County road.
In Illinois?
No, Indiana.
Oh. Okay.
So the case stalled, basically. There's really not a lot of progress made at all. But in May 1990, a teenage boy saw a man draw the message, I kill April Marie Tinsley, I will kill again, on a barn. Which is kind of creepy, right?
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Yeah. But nothing else ever happened in that particular case. This was 1990. So the little girl died in 1988. The message was scrawled in 1990. And nothing much happened again until 2004.
Oh.
In 2004, this was 16 years after the murder, 14 years after the last, you know, basic sighting or lead.
Yeah.
A series of handwritten notes were left on mailboxes and bicycles, threatening further killings, such as Tinsley's. The notes contained misspellings and grammatical errors similar to the message left on the barn. So everybody's pretty sure that it's actually the same person, that it's not just, you know, a copycat or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, of the four messages found at residence and are in and around Fort Wayne, three were left on bicycles belonging to young girls. One was left in a mailbox where a young girl resided at the residence.
God damn.
Yeah, creepy. Each of the notes is written on yellow lined paper and placed inside of baggies. Some had Polaroid pictures in them.
Oh my God.
And at least one contained a used condom.
Oh.
The semen was tested for DNA and it matched the profile obtained from April's body. So this is indeed the same person.
Shit.
Came back 16 years later.
Holy fuck.
Started writing notes to these poor little girls around this neighborhood.
That is so fucked up.
Isn't that creepy?
Oh my God.
One note placed in the basket of a child's bicycle read, "Hi, honey, I've been watching you, and I am the same person that kidnapped and raped and killed April Tinsley. You are my next victim. If you don't report this to the police, and I don't see this in the paper or on the local news, I will blow up your house, killing everyone but you, and you will be mine."
Whoa.
How fucking weird is that?
Holy shit.
Yeah, it sends chills down my spine.
I wonder if that girl even knew who April Tinsley was.
I doubt it. I mean, she was...
Yeah, 16 years later.
And it's a little 8-year-old girl. Yeah. You know, and she was nowhere...
Right.
She wasn't like a thought at the time.
I bet her parents flipped the fuck out.
Yeah, wouldn't you? I'd fucking move away for sure.
Yeah.
Some investigators believe the killer's grammatical and spelling errors were purposely written that way to make them think he was illiterate. You can go online and see these notes.
Yeah.
And it looks like a fucking child wrote them. There's backwards letters and misspellings. It's a fucking mess. It's pretty clear somebody's doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
In 2009, 21 years after the murder, a multi-agency task force began to investigate the case. So nobody knows who he is. This is obviously an unsolved mystery, so there is no resolution as per usual. But there is a... what do you call it? Like a profile that they've written about this guy.
Okay.
He is a white male. Uh-huh. They know that because the one dude saw him scrawling on the barn. He's now between 40 and 50 years old. He is clearly attracted to prepubescent girls, although he might be married. The killer may go to places where young children congregate. He may make inappropriate comments about young girls, like, she sure is sexy.
Why do they say that?
Probably just a standard thing that these pedophiles do, like these fucking weird people.
It seems like a weird thing to say to... That's like a dead giveaway. Hey, I'm a fucking pedophile.
Yeah, I know. When you call an 8-year-old girl sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems obvious that there's something wrong in the brain of that person.
Yeah.
He may collect items related to little girls, like toys or photographs. The killer is probably in the low to medium low income bracket. So it's weird because they have his semen, they have notes that he's written, they have pictures of parts of his body because he's like sent them to these little girls and stuff, so they know what his penis looks like, for example.
Yeah, but I guess they're not sending that out to every doctor in the state and saying, hey, look for this penis.
I know. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I guess in a way it would still be hard to, like, I don't think the FBI or anybody has a copy of my DNA?
No, not unless you're in the police, the system already. But and you then think they keep
if it. This guy has been a fucking weirdo pedophile for 20 years that they'd have something on him.
I mean, he took a 16-year break from anything big, you know? So, I mean, maybe he is smart enough to know, like, he's got to fucking space it out. He's never been caught with anything. Yeah. I mean, he's got to be really careful.
I guess. Everything.
Traffic stops.
Yeah.
You know?
He can't be as stupid as his notes make him out to be, I guess.
Well, no, definitely not. And wow, dude, that's so fucked up.
I know.
So this is just a one-part mystery.
That's it. Oh, that's all I got for you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's just, ugh, that makes me feel dirty.
I know. That's a creepy one.
I don't like that. Dude, like, it's so fucked up because, I mean, that can be anywhere. That's not just, like, Fort Wayne, Indiana. I mean, that could be Peoria.
What, the child rapes and murders?
Well, just the people like that here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, the creepy part isn't that he did it. It's that he came back and started writing letters and taking credit for it and stuff. So I was reading all these articles on it that his downfall is probably going to be like the BTK guy. Remember him? Bondage, torture, kill guy?
Yeah.
That he's so addicted to like the publicity and the press of it.
Because
all of his notes said like, this better get on the news and this better get in newspapers. Right. So if he is really addicted to like just sort of the attention, that might be his downfall.
I hope all those fucking kids, like their parents did pack up and move police moved into safe houses.
Yeah, no shit. Well, that happened in 2004. So now they're, shit, dude, that means those kids are like in college.
Yeah.
How fucking weird is that? Does that make you feel old as hell?
Yeah, an 8-year-old in 2004 is potentially a sophomore in college. Potentially. 19, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, God, we're old. You're older than me. You are. But...
Speak for yourself, dude. I'm young at heart. That's all that matters.
I'm not. I'm an old fuck at heart.
Yeah.
Tying my shoes is a chore.
Yeah. Dude, do you remember how that BTK guy was caught?
Not exactly.
I feel sorry for the guy a little bit because he was writing letters and printing them off and sending them to like this police officer guy.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the letters he wrote, like, if I mail you a disk with a Microsoft Word document on it, can you trace it?
Mm-hmm.
And the cop said back, like, no, we can't. We don't have that technology. When, of course, you totally do.
Yeah.
And so obviously. He sent him a disk with, like, a Microsoft Word document. And they just looked at the metadata and had his name and his address and shit. It was,
really?
The address of the church that he worked at.
Oh, Jesus.
So it was just, like, case closed immediately. He's a fucking idiot.
What a dumbass.
As smart as they are about evading things, it's just so funny. Like, the little thing of just...
Some of that, you got to imagine, like, some part of them wants to get caught and, you know, get the fame for it.
Right.
Because now a lot of people know who the BKT...
BTK.
BTK.
Yeah.
BTK killer is. Keep thinking of Burger King killer. Big fucking crown on, wearing a cape.
Dude, he's creepy too. I would believe it if he was a murderer.
All those guys, McDonald and the King.
Yeah, McDonald. Yeah, Ronald McDonald's the worst.
Yeah, and the fucking burglar and the Hamburglar.
Yeah, but who's the purple guy? He's cool.
I don't remember his
name. I'm into him.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I like him.
I never cared that much about those guys. I just always thought it was weird that there was a fucking Hamburglar at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Like that's a way to attract children.
Yeah, and Jack in the Box, he's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, those fast food guys, dude. You gotta steer clear.
Okay, there was an episode of South Park where Cartman got into the fried chicken business with Colonel Sanders, and Colonel Sanders was like Pablo Escobar of the fried chicken business.
Right.
It's just funny.
Yeah, good times.
Anyways, all right, we'll go to break here.
Yeah, play a song.
So this is by a band called, I'm guessing the band is called Fast Forward Music. Is a cover of the song Chandelier by Sia or Sia? I don't know how to say her fucking name.
You're looking at the wrong guy who would know that.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, it's a good cover.
Good.
Boom.
Welcome back to Atomicast. Shay, how would email the show?
You would get on a computer and you'd go and type in atomicast1@gmail.com and click send.
Yeah, or get the app that has just a handy dandy link to
That because it's easier, and they can also text us.
Yeah, also call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump. I didn't miss it this time.
Thanks. Hey, why would they want to email us though, or call us, or whatever us?
You could be like that one jerk who tried explaining stuff to us.
That was a jerky thing. That was of a kindness.
He was talking down to us.
That was a kindness.
No.
Shut up.
Or you could get us to sign petitions, or
you
could request autographs, or you could just ask us questions, ask for advice, because you know what? We're fucking smart.
Exactly. Stuff. Shay, smartish. We're smartish.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, on a scale of 1 to smart, we're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I guess.
So like I have that. A couple of advice questions, Shay, that I think we could take a stab at and see if we can help do some, it. Help some people, you know? Make Atomicast work for the people.
I like it.
Be a good contributing member of for the podcast people, society.
By the people.
Exactly. I want to tell my parents about me and my girlfriend. This is from a girl.
Okay.
That's the important thing.
Okay.
But I know they'll flip out. My dad is a total racist and homophobe. I told them once in seventh grade and my dad almost kicked me out of the house and my mom was disappointed. I want to tell them when I'm 18, but it hurts me knowing that I have to hide someone so special to me. I thought this was a good idea because I'll almost be graduated and considered an adult, so they can't force me not to see her. I don't want to hide anymore, but I'm stuck.
That's...
How did you do it when you came out, Shay?
You know, it was easy for me.
Yeah.
Because my parents were very open and they didn't care.
Yeah.
Like I knew when I was 4 years old that they didn't care. I mean, they bought me some bright green and pink sweatsuit.
Yeah. And pink some and sex green. Toys.
Yeah. They didn't care. They were like, I mean, I think they were kind of pushing me to it. So it was a different situation.
Perverted parents, dude.
If I were this chick though.
Yeah.
I would just not say a fucking word.
There you go. That's a smart word. That's a smart plan. If you're living with racist homophobes and you're gay.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut until you're not living with them anymore. That seems like an obvious solution to me.
And she doesn't have that long, right?
She's going to be 18 soon, but I got the impression she's still in high school. So she might have to wait until she's out of high school. But then, go away to college, then tell them. Because they don't really, unless they're paying for your college, then you might still want to keep your mouth shut.
Student loans, whatever.
Yeah.
It's, you know what, and that's, once you're away from your parents, no matter, I mean, or just never fucking tell them.
Well, I don't agree with that part. I mean, I feel for these people because it must be hard to like have a big part of you that you feel like you can't tell your parents about. I get that's a hard thing. But when you're living with them and they're supporting you, it seems like you don't want to rock the boat with anything. Yeah. I mean, it's not that this is a special circumstance that you've got to pussyfoot around it. It's with anything. I mean, even if you want to dress like a goth person, but they wouldn't approve. Well, then guess what? You probably shouldn't dress like a fucking goth person.
Just wait until you're out of fucking high school and you're gone. And you know what? If they disown you, then whatever.
Yeah.
It's their fucking loss.
Yeah, but if you're still living with them, it's sort of like you gotta...
It drives me fucking nuts that people are so closed-minded about shit, man. I know. It's like... I saw some article earlier today. The Catholic Church is like, well, there's no issue with gays marrying people, just... not other gay people.
Right.
It's like, who fucking cares?
I know.
Who are you to fucking tell someone they can't be happy?
Well, and...
because you got a fucking a cum stain on your neck? Whatever that thing is?
Just like the hypocrisy of that, of just like the marriage is this institution and you can't... like gays marrying each other ruins the institution, but you can totally marry somebody that you don't love and aren't attracted to, and that's not ruining the institution of marriage.
And then you can get divorced from them.
What the fuck is that? Like, how does that make any sense at all?
I know. You see those memes on Reddit, like with all those moms who are anti this or anti that, but they're on their fourth marriage with three children from different dads. And
yeah. But that's okay, Shay. God loves all those marriages.
People are so fucking self-righteous.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, fuck you.
I know.
Fuck all of them.
I know. As long as it's consenting adults and they're not hurting anybody, let them do whatever they want. That's true of the gay community. That's true of the trans community. That's true of fucking people that want to do drugs. If you're not hurting anybody, who gives a shit?
And if you're doing drugs and you're hurting yourself, that's your fucking decision.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way about cigarettes or the alcohol I'm drinking now. Like, yeah it's harming me. Sure it is. But I'm an adult and I know I'm making that decision for myself. Yeah. It's different if I get drunk and go have bar fights or I'm hooked on meth and I rob people to pay for meth. Like, that's different. But if you're really not hurting anybody, fucking whatever. I know. Why is that any of my business at all?
I know. And
it doesn't matter.
And like the weed. Weed is
totally harmless.
Totally harmless.
Way more harmless than alcohol.
Mostly illegal.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, why would, I don't know. I'm going to get into a government thing, but they shouldn't, something like that. It's like, that's not harming anybody. It shouldn't be illegal.
It's harming. I mean, it is harming you. Like, let's be honest about
it. Less so than alcohol. Less so than alcohol.
Yeah, less so than alcohol. Yeah. Probably less so than cigarettes, but it is. But so is McDonald's. I mean, like, fucking everything is.
I know.
And as long as you're like, as long as you are available to make a conscious decision about it.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Why is that anybody else's business?
Because it ruins their life.
It's just that superiority complex.
It breaks their hearts.
Yeah, like, I don't agree with doing drugs. I don't think that marijuana is right to smoke, so that means nobody can do it.
Good the fuck it's for you, you stupid fucking cunt.
Yeah, it's a self-righteous attitude.
Stupid assholes. Yeah, I'm gonna...
Yeah, it's a self-righteous, stupid fucking attitude of just, yeah. Like, I don't think it's right that gays can't get married, so now gays can't get married. Well, if you don't think it's right for gays to get married, don't get gay married.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like,
don't be gay and get married to another gay person.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But you can't force other people...
I know.
To do what you think is, like, that's a silly thing.
And, like, the people are so worried, you know, you get these macho guys that hate gay guys because, they're going to fucking hit on me. No, they're not.
No.
No, they're not. And if they do, it's a fucking compliment.
Yeah. Who gives cares? A shit if they hit on you? Yeah. What difference does it make?
Yeah. I've gotten hit on by guys before.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's flattering. Girls don't hit on me.
That's true. They don't.
I'm very unattractive to females.
That's true. I know that person.
Anyway, she should wait and then tell them.
Yeah. At my recent wedding, we had guests sign a mat surrounding a picture of us getting married that I had intended to hang in a prominent place in our home. You did that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is that now? Did you burn it?
No, she took it. I didn't take any of the wedding pictures.
She burned it. That's what women do, dude. They burn shit. That's all they do.
Because they're witches and they're casting spells.
Yeah, they get upset and they set shit on fire. I've seen it on reality TV. Unfortunately, a friend of my husband's chose to celebrate the occasion by depicting a very crude rendering of male genitalia on the mat. I was extremely upset upon seeing the final result. My husband agrees that it was in poor taste, but he isn't willing to bring it up to his friend because there is really nothing that can be done about it at this point. I can't now hang it in my home. Should I bring it up to the friend and let him know how much it hurt my feelings? I certainly don't want him to think that it was funny or that he would ever do it again to another bride. My husband says it's okay if I want to bring it up since my feelings were hurt and he will support me, but he will not broach the subject on his own. In order to continue to socialize with this person, I feel I need to clear the air.
I think the husband needs to stop being a bitch.
I'm glad I finally get to disagree with you on something.
If it's his friend.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, that's kind of, if it hurts your wife's feelings like that and something that you agree with, that it was in poor taste.
Yeah.
If it's your friend, you should be the one to bring it up. Be like, dude, my wife really didn't like that.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
I'm so glad I get to disagree
because
with you on
something. Because if the wife brings
it
up.
I'm so thrilled about
it. Hold on. Let's hold on, yeah. Sammy.
All right, I'm holding.
If the wife brings it up, it's going to be this big, drawn-out, fucking dramatic thing where if the guy brings it up, it's, hey, Tim, that was a dick move, dude.
Yeah. Literally. Literally a dick move.
Literally a dick move.
Yeah.
And then it's done. Where if the girl brings it up, it's going to go on forever, and she's never going to truly fucking forgive him.
I understand your point, but I understand that I get this husband's point, though, that there's nothing that can be done. He can't go back and fix it.
No.
It's just it was a one-time thing that they could do that one time and it's fucked up now. Why bring that up? Like, why? What's the point? To clear the air? But what does that even mean? That's a meaningless thing.
No, I know. I understand, though, that it was very important to the wife.
So what? How does that matter? How does it matter making the other dude feel like shit because of it?
So
what difference does it make?
If I took your iPad with me tonight and smashed it, so what? No, nothing can be done about it.
Well, that could be replaced.
Not by me.
You see my point, though. That can be replaced. That's a problem that can be solved.
Yeah.
This is not a problem that can be solved. There's nothing that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So what good would it?
What if I smeared poop all over that big portrait, that canvas portrait of your wedding you have?
You clean it off.
What if I pee on it?
Wipe it off. You could pay to get that one replaced.
What if I do...
You see my point. Like,
I'm trying to disagree with your point, though.
I know. I know you are. But, I mean, I can't think of another example like this that would be basically impossible to replace.
But
you can't recreate the conditions in which that mat was created.
I get your point. But if it's going to be a source of contention forever between the wife and this person...
It will be no matter what. Clearing the air is not going to fix anything. Don't you think? That the wife's not going to forgive him no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, just going to tell him so that he'll feel guilty and feel shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to let it go.
She can't just use some whiteout or something?
That would be my only thing, is if the husband could come to the dude and be like, dude, that was shitty.
Yeah.
Let's get a new mat, and it's going to be your job to go to as many guests as you can, get them to re-sign the new mat, and then forget it.
Or a better idea, fucking scan the goddamn mat in and just erase
Photoshop
it.
Out. Yes. Yeah. There has to be. There's probably a happy medium in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But if the plan is to just sort of throw the mat away and forget about it, I don't think the friend needs to know.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever. I don't know.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost a year now, and I thought it was going well. I thought we were utterly trusting of each other. Utterly trusting.
Utterly.
A few days ago, he sat me down and began to apologize profusely and informed me that he had been suspecting of, me of stealing money from him. He explained that for some months, he had been noticing increments of cash were missing and that his friend Corey had told him the corporate was probably me. I was floored! Exclamation point. He thought Corey... Or he then caught Corey in the act of sliding a wad of bills from my boyfriend's emergency stash, and the truth was out. My boyfriend said he wasn't sure about what Corey had been saying, but that he'd been subtly steering me away from situations where I'd have access to his cash, and he'd mentioned several times that he'd thought he had more money in his wallet just to gauge my reaction. I didn't notice at all. He apologized his heart out for not trusting me, but now I'm really hurt, and I'm wondering how can I trust him knowing that he didn't trust me?
So the girlfriend was being accused of stealing?
Yeah.
Okay, and the
because
friend...
Because this friend, Corey, had said, like, your girlfriend's probably the one stealing from
you. Sounds like Corey is stealing the money.
He was stealing the money. Yeah, that's in
here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He caught Corey in the act of sliding the wad of money.
There was a lot of back and forth. Okay, yeah. I get it now.
So, yes, Corey was caught, and that's why the husband came to...
Yeah.
The boyfriend came to the girlfriend and said, like, hey, I'm real sorry, I didn't trust you. Turns out that was silly, because it was my buddy all along.
The only advice I have to this is fucking try to move past it. I don't know.
She's got to let it go.
Yeah. I mean, if you came to me and told me my girlfriend was stealing money from me, I'd definitely believe you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't think you have any reason to lie to me.
Right.
Not that he would think that she does, but you just got to move past it. There's no good resolution here if you just...
Yeah. It's silly.
Or just break up.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's silly that she would... not trust him, just sort of it's like a tit for tat. Like, well, you didn't trust me, well, then I don't trust you.
Fucking women,
like,
dude.
Fuck you, dude. Like,
women,
shut up.
They have to be on top.
Yeah, women are the worst.
So,
goddamn,
that's what that sounds like. She's just trying to gain the upper hand on that.
Yeah,
and she needs to fucking drop it.
Yeah, he started the apology.
Yeah,
he said that he was wrong.
Yeah,
just fucking accept the apology and let it go.
Yeah,
yeah,
just drop it or fucking break up with him.
Yeah, fucking women, dude. You're the worst.
You are the worst.
God damn.
Let's be gay, Tim.
I would love to do
starting
that.
Tonight.
I would love to not, I mean, gay without the sex.
Oh, fuck.
Otherwise, it'd be a perfect lifestyle.
There's some comedian, I don't remember who it was, who'd be like, yeah, I'd be gay if there's no sex. Just hanging out with your buddies.
Yeah, dude. That'd be sweet.
That's all it is.
All right, is it my turn for a quiz here?
It is.
All right, so, Shay.
Sweet revenge time for you.
No, I think you're going to do well on this one.
You always think I'm going to do well, and
because
I never
do. Here's the deal. You've taken this exact same quiz before.
With the same...
The exact same quiz.
Shit.
Exactly the same quiz.
That doesn't mean anything.
It was in the Lost episode number 5. We recorded episode 5 and the audio quality was just super shitty. We never put it out there.
Ugh. That was... Dude, that... By the way, this is episode 26.
Yeah, so it's been 21 episodes ago. That's been like...
If not
five,
more.
5 months ago or something.
Yeah, we did that real early on.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like I said, it has never been published. So you haven't heard the results of it. It's been a long time since you've taken it, but you've the exact same fucking quiz.
I'm going to do so terrible on this.
It's music from movies.
Okay.
You have to tell me the movie that it's from. Most of these are super fucking easy. Just so you know, they're real easy. Oh, you should already know this.
2001 Space Odyssey.
There you go.
There you go. Thanks. It's hard to hear.
I love this song, though. I got it, dude. Yeah, I like this song. All right, that's enough.
I was adding bass to it for the listeners at home. Do I actually get to hear the words on this one? Just tell me.
I think that it does say, do the words. Do you know the song? Do you know what it's from?
No.
Really?
No, I just want to listen to it.
How'd you know there was words in it then?
I was assuming.
Space Odyssey didn't have words. You should know this one.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathe.
All right, what movie?
Armageddon.
There you go.
I mean, I knew it. I was just going to try to sing
not.
Along.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to throw one that you're not going to get.
Sounds like a military movie.
You're close. You're on the right track.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I should get this one, though.
This is a tough one.
Is it a Disney movie?
No.
Jurassic Park.
Police Academy.
Ah, damn it. Yeah.
All right, so that was a hard one.
Okay.
I'm gonna jump back in. Well, now the rest of them are easy.
Okay.
Here's an easy one.
Dun da dun. Dun da dun dun. Dun, 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 dun. I'm blanking on the fucking name of this movie.
You're an idiot, then. Wow, you're stupid.
Dude, I know. Why am I blanking on this movie?
I don't know. This is an easy one. This is really easy.
Indiana Jones.
Nope, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Indiana Jones is a character, not a movie. Sorry, bro. That one's wrong.
That was close enough.
Nope, that one's wrong.
God damn it.
Give yourself a buzzer, though. No, that's a chime. You're fine. That's fine. That's fine. Even though you should have gotten that way sooner than you did.
I know. I was
pathetic.
Just blanking.
Pathetic.
I was blanking hard.
I don't think you got this one last time either.
Karate Kid.
God damn it, dude. Good job. Yes, you got it. I'm surprised by that one,
I know.
Actually.
I just remembered it was in that movie.
You should know this one.
I don't yet.
I could help you, but you're doing so well at this, I don't want to.
I know. Oh, I was hoping it was going to break into something different.
And this is pretty much it.
Oh, fuck. Jurassic Park.
No. Picture like a leaf floating.
Forrest Gump.
Feather. You got it. Forrest Gump. That's still a buzzer, though. That sucked.
Yeah, it is.
What was that?
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
That was the car taking off.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So my hand went in the air.
All right.
This fucking...
You love the synth shit, dude. You love it.
Yeah, but... Look at what you see. Like, shit like this. What the fuck is this?
It's a song from a movie.
Weird Science.
No.
Quantum Leap.
No. It's a TV show.
I know. I was hoping that.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it faded out. Never Ending Story.
Ah.
Never Ending Story. Yeah.
I watched that movie a lot as a kid, but.
Did you? Oh, you loved that movie. I think it's on like Amazon Prime. I just watched it
a
couple weeks ago.
Yeah. It's either Amazon Prime or Netflix.
Yeah.
What was that movie that he did? This is the one with the aliens. The ones that pooped all over Jeff Goldblum. Oh, those are dinosaurs. Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Don't play with me, Shay, when I think you're going to get it wrong. This is a tough one. You're not going to get this one.
Hold on. You got Karate Kid.
You did. But you didn't get Forrest Gump because you're an idiot.
These are harder. Where it's just like, this could be any fucking movie. Murder, She Wrote.
Good Will Hunting. This is an easy one. Tell me you know it already.
Rocky. I walked up the Rocky steps.
Doesn't mean you know things.
No, it was cool. I'm glad to have been there. Sounds like Nightmare Before Christmas or something.
RoboCop.
Ah.
One of the best songs ever made. For the one of the best movies ever made.
This isn't from Independence Day, is it?
No.
heard the song. I've absolutely heard this song.
Yeah.
I've seen this movie.
Have you?
Yeah. I just can't think of the fucking movie.
Hmm.
Dun, 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 dun.
One of the greatest movies of all time. Dun, 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 dun. Hint, hint. Dun, 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 dun. One of the greatest movies of all time.
Not helpful. Uh-huh. Oh, this one's... Empire Strikes Back.
Superman.
Gah! You're an idiot. I should have fucking known that.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
La Bamba.
Pulp Fiction.
No.
Well, you're on a roll of wrong ones.
I know. Jaws.
Thank you. Last one.
Okay.
One of the best movies of all time.
Superman 2.
No.
You
should know this one, though. This is a classic, dude.
I know. I mean, I've heard it. I just...
Come on, Jay. Come on. It's on the tip of your tongue. What are you picturing in your head? What's your mind's eye picturing?
Judge Dredd.
Oh, you're... I mean, you're... That's a similar thing.
Similar thing to Judge Dredd.
So, I mean, borderline-ish similar, depending on how you look at it.
Are you doing that thing like I did to you earlier where I was making the comparison and it's just nothing like it?
Maybe a little, but that is, it's a little bit to do with, like, authority figures in the future.
Equilibrium. I don't know.
Terminator 2. Where did you get Equilibrium?
Authority figures in the future. All right. Yeah, I should have gotten Terminator 2.
Yeah, you should have gotten that.
God, I'm dumb.
For sure you should have.
I'm fucking dumb.
Yep. Agreed. Well, you'd still look way better on your quiz than me on mine, so
that's
I
true.
Guess I can't be too mad at you.
That's true. I was way better.
You were.
I'm just better than you.
Well, at that, not at usually things that you do.
Not at
most,
anything.
Yeah, most anything else, I outperform you.
Like I said,
that's a true thing.
I'm very dumb.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one. That's a true statement.
I'm very dumb.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so we got a few minutes left here.
Yeah, we do.
I guess I have 6 interesting news stories.
Let's do it.
I'll move through them a little quicker than I did last week.
All right, I will play random animal noises while you do it.
Officials declare eating healthy a mental disorder. In an attempt to curb the mass rush for food change and reform, psychiatry has greenlighted a public relations push to spread awareness about their new buzzword, orthorexia nervosa, defined as a pathological obsession for biologically pure and healthy nutrition. In other words, experts are moving towards saying that our demand for nutrient-dense, healthful food is a mental disorder that must be treated.
You can play your shit at the same time I'm playing my shit.
I know, I just like that one. Did you hear that 50 Shades of Grey sex toys are now available at Target?
That are was they
your
really?
Vagina. Yeah.
Sex toys at Target?
Yeah, so...
That seems inappropriate. I don't like that.
Yeah, there's no shortage of marketing opportunities for 50 Shades of Grey. On the more tame end of the spectrum, Vermont Teddy Bears is peddling a Christian Grey Bear. So even Vermont Teddy Bears...
Yeah.
And Target is selling 50 Shades of Grey branded adult toys. That's... It has a 50 Shades Massage Me candle, no peeking blindfolds, as well as an owl.
Yeah.
As well as bath and massage oils. On the more R-rated end of things, the store is also carrying lubricant and even a vibrating love ring.
Well, that's not, well, yeah.
The items can be found in what Target calls the adult health area. So where you buy condoms.
Okay.
But still, that's it's weird that they're selling 50 Shades of Grey.
It's weird. Well, yeah, any sex toys at Target and stuff.
I know.
That's a little, it's just weird. I mean, I
know.
Don't care. I'm not, I ain't square, Shaq.
I mean, you can get
no square.
You can get one
weird.
Of those vibrating cock ring things at Walmart, too. But
can you really?
Yeah.
That seems weird.
They come packaged with condoms.
Well, that's a little different, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of what this thing sounds like, too.
I don't know. That's still weird.
I don't know. An Idaho lawmaker asks if woman can swallow camera for gynecological exam before medical abortion.
Wait, who wants to do that?
Some Idaho lawmaker asks if it's possible. for women to swallow a camera before they get a medical abortion.
Does he think the baby's in the stomach or intestines?
An Idaho lawmaker received a brief lesson on female anatomy after asking if a woman can swallow a camera for doctors to conduct a remote gynecological exam. The question Monday from State Republican Vito Barbieri came as a blah, blah, blah. Basically, yeah. He said that it was a rhetorical question intended to make a point. A doctor said she has provided various telemedicine services. Idaho was testifying in opposition to the bill. She said some colonoscopy patients swallow a small device to give doctors a closer look at their colon.
Yeah,
this guy,
it's a different thing.
Yeah, apparently this guy's a fucking moron because he's a Republican. There's a revenge porn.
Yeah,
like that. So
do I?
Yeah, you do. You filmed it.
I know.
Revenge porn boss wants Google to remove his identity related info.
Okay.
So what do you do when you're a revenge porn site operator and the FTC has barred you from publishing nude images of people without their consent? You demand that Google remove from its search engine links to news accounts about the FTC's action and other related stories. So basically the FTC is shutting him down and he's demanding that Google fucking take that shit down.
Dude, people do that though. And like Google has to comply.
Yeah, but
people in Europe and shit do it all the time.
That's so fucked up that he thinks he has a right to that when he's posting fucking revenge porn.
Yeah, kind of ironic.
What a dick.
Ironic. That's what I say. I said ironic. I meant it, too. I meant ironic.
So this'll, I think you'll like this one, Tim. Sochi, you know, the city in Russia, the alcoholic bears to go undergo rehab in Romania.
Okay.
You like that because of the bears in Romania.
I do. I like Romania and bears.
So a pair of alcoholic bears living at a restaurant in Russia's Sochi will travel to Romania for rehabilitation to overcome an addiction caused by customers slipping them too many drinks. So they're alcoholic bears. Even the bears in Russia are alcoholics.
I'm not surprised.
And finally, Tim, how many slices of bacon do you think you could eat at once?
1,000.
Give me a realistic number.
2,000.
Okay, you should.
I'm going the other way.
You should enter a bacon eating contest.
Done. Where do I sign up?
In Daytona, Florida.
Okay, let's do it.
So bacon is something that many people love to eat, but can you imagine eating lots of it? Not 1 pound, but 6 entire pounds of bacon in one sitting.
Oh, I can imagine that. Dude. For sure.
So competitive eating champion Matt Megatoad Stoney sucked down 182 pieces of bacon in a 5 minutes, it says pound, 5 minute stretch during a contest sponsored by Smithfield Foods on Sunday in Daytona, Florida. 182 slices of bacon.
That seems like a lot. In 5 minutes?
In 5 minutes. 6 pounds of bacon in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't think I'd be able to do that. I could do it in an hour.
You know, there's a picture of this motherfucker.
He's a skinny guy.
Skinniest motherfucker ever.
That's how that always works,
dude. How?
That's just the way it is.
What a fucking cunt.
I don't get it. I don't get it. So, Shay, you know what's weird?
What?
I don't want to... I mean, you're done with your news stories, right? So, what's weird is your last two stories involved animals. I was going to play a pig noise for the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have bears or pigs in my fucking board, dude. What the fuck?
Really?
Out of all of these fucking random shit, I got dolphins and ducks and elephants and frogs. I don't have bears or pigs.
Well, the bear...
What the shit is this?
I mean...
What is that, lion?
That's a leopard.
Oh. Yeah, I've thought about the lion.
Not going to work.
No, it's not a bear.
I know, that's
surprising. And no pig, dude.
I'm surprised about the pig.
What the hell?
The pig surprised.
I'm very disappointed at my soundboard.
What's a kingfisher?
I was looking at that, yeah. I don't know, is that a fish?
It sounds like an insect.
Oh, it could be an insect. Anyway, I think we're done. Are we done?
I think we're done.
Let's get the fuck out of here today.
No shit.
Get the fuck out of this gym.
Nobody wants to listen to us look at our board.
That's... Well, maybe they do. Maybe they like hearing monkeys hooting, or monkeys yelling, or monkeys being excited. So, check atomicast.com for the social media stuff that you need to know. Atomicast 1, Jesus, we got a frog in my throat. Play a frog.
Yeah.
Atomicast1@gmail.com, 832-819-3867, that's 832-819.
Dump, you stole the email address from me, you son.
Or the voicemail, because you're all distracted over there playing bizarre shit. Just stop it. Signing off for Atomic Ass. This is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
It's Atomic Cast. Call us at 832-819-DUMP. That's 832-819-3867. Or email us atomiccast1@gmail.com.